You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome, Kristen, to the BFM studio.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hello.
There's one of my favorite things of all time in here. Galliano.
Sorry, John, there was an interruption. What did you say?
Nothing. Galliano. I love it. Something about it.
Well, we are making a special drink tonight. It's a pina colada with an amaretto twist for Saturday Sam right here.
Saturday Sam's actually almost better than Sam Smith B News.
Look at Saturday Sam's grin right now.
You should sign off with, what do you like?
Steely Sam, like Steely Dan.
You don't get to pick your nickname, though. That's kind of how it works.
So Steely Sam?
You've sort of...
All right.
Steely Sam?
We'll make it so. I'll make some buttons.
You need to squint and stare.
Talk us through this drink, Kristen, because it looks like there's a bunch of ingredients here on the BFM studio desk. And, there's some cherries there.
Is there a little fruit palette?
And some fresh lime juice. Because I know you like limes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coming into season in New Zealand, very shortly.
They are. Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to start with the... Let's start with the amaretto. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're using Galliano, thanks to...
the one that John likes.
Liquorland in Devonport. And we're going to put in each drink two ounces.
Do you put those BFM little things on there so people don't steal them away?
Oh, what are they? They're not going to steal them from my house.
Oh, right.
I put them on because it's always about branding, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's 2 ounces per drink, but those drinks are big.
You really should, then it would make more sense.
So we're going to do a double. So 2 ounces per drink, though that makes a tall drink, so you might want to share it with your neighbor.
There you go. We're all about sharing here.
Yeah, which is what we're going to do today.
Go ahead and look at that picture on our social medias, everyone, of the...
And then an ounce of rum for each drink, so we're going to do...
Lovely bottle adornment.
Two of these.
John's just taking another photo now. He's taking a couple of photos.
I have some free time, so I make little dresses for my...
How many alcohols are in this drink?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we're going to do some cream of coconut.
Oh.
Yeah, an ounce per drink. So we're going to do 2 ounces.
Well, this is going to be good. I love a bit of coconut.
Cream. I really do as well.
And this is the premium again.
Mm.
So that it's it doesn't curdle as much.
Nice.
I like the Trident.
Trident brand.
The Trident brand.
It's very velvety.
And available at all good supermarkets.
Yep. And then we're going to have an ounce of lime juice. Now, I'm using fresh squeezed, but I did the roses last night when I was trying this drink, and it was just as divine.
Where did you get the limes from? Commands.
From New World in Devonport. Thank you.
You managed to catch the price on those limes?
I think it was $5 for five? No. They're about 75 cents each.
Is that good?
I think it's pretty good.
It's reasonable.
And if you're gonna squeeze them yourself, if you don't have one of those little lime things, I suggest cutting it in four, if you have small hands like I do. So that way you can get more juice out of them and get more juice for your money, right?
I've got a plumber's grip.
You do? Okay, so you can probably just do it.
Grit your teeth.
Like to call a plumber's grip.
Yeah, so you could just probably cut a little sliver in it and.
With my guitar fingernails.
All right, and then we're gonna shake it up.
Lovely.
And then we're going to strain it into the glasses, and you can accessorize your drink with a slice of pineapple and a maraschino cherry.
Take me there, actually.
I'm going to take you there.
Okay.
Take you there in just a second.
Skadoosh.
All right. So this time I'm going to use the strainer.
I've got a bunch of strainers on my desk, Kristen, by the way.
That's weird. That's a weird statement, though, eh? Kind of. It's weird that you would have a bunch of those strainers on your desk.
Yeah, what do you use them for?
Someone was cleaning out some of the stuff we have lying around the office and was like, you have these because
there
your
is always
show
a
has
lot
all
of
the
alcohol stuff around your desk. Mm. I must say.
That's because this is Cocktail Corner.
I don't want to stake my claim, but a lot of the alcohol advertising on BFM is coming from my quarter.
Does it have? Well, isn't that part of
for some reason? I don't know why.
Okay,
imagine
so now.
If it was cannabis, as well.
Almost.
My desk would be all so awesome.
Okay.
2020.
Here we go. So you shake the drink.
I didn't watch the last minute. What happened? You put something in there.
We put a little slice of pineapple with a maraschino cherry.
Have you pre-named this drink?
Yeah. Well, I am calling it the Pina Colada Juana Rock.
It's good. It's like a tap out.
Mm.
You can smell the almond. It's a lot sweeter than I thought.
Yeah.
Interesting drink.
Very. How do you like it? Drink. It's good.
I think it might take a few sips.
Hmm. What like about you, Saturday
Sam?
You
look like you're eating breakfast.
It's like an almond milkshake.
Yeah? Well, it's shaken, so usually pina coladas are blended.
It's a great one for cheersing from a distance. Like, cheers, Justin. Cheers.
It is.
He's about this 2 meters away. Cheers.
I reckon quite an adventurous cocktail.
Yeah.
Mm.
Christmas time.
You think?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's shaken, not blended, just because sometimes blenders get very messy and they're very loud.
This is a safe place, right? I can be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a massive fan of the amaretto.
Amaretto? Okay.
But like, it's an interesting flavor. That and the lime it's working, and I didn't think it would.
You didn't think it would?
Mm.
Okay. It's very good.
It's a good drink. It's probably just not for me, but.
It isn't, and it only does have two alcohols in it, so that it doesn't get too boozy, but you do get a little bit of that cream, and you get a little bit of that lime.
I could have like one of these on Christmas. It reminds me of a Christmas cake.
Oh.
Because of the. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of Christmas cake.
No, nor I. Exactly.
Mm.
I think we're coming around to my point. Again.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
no,
I get
it. It's a good drink. Cheers again.
Hold on.
I've just about finished my one. Wait till you get to the end.
Oh, are you, John? Okay, maybe we should probably wrap this up.
Dial up the coconut cream a tiny bit.
Okay.
And then I'd say we'd be away laughing.
Okay, we'll do that for the next round.
Are you trying to hide the veggies in the omelet kind of thing? In the meatloaf, sorry.
Give it a bit more body.
Kristen, I mean, it's top notch, I'm sure. But
guys, if you don't like amaretto, that could be a, because that's what really brings this, makes this a different
Justin
than.
Justin just FaceTimed himself, scuzzing back responsibly.
What about you, Justin? Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's good. I like the almond smell.
He likes it.
Okay.
See, that proves my point.
There's something for everybody here.
People are different as well and embrace that, everyone. You know what I'm saying? It got nods all around.
Two thumbs up for me.
We're going to put a little bit more coconut cream in the next round so that we can see what that's going to taste like.
Responsibly.
Responsibly. Well, that's why we're dialing up the coconut cream, right?
It's responsible.
With these groovy tunes.
We can make some ether matter as well with the coconut cream that we have left after. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you. Cheers, everyone.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.